Now, you mentioned Youth Work Ireland there and Lisa McGrath. You were speaking to her yesterday about another initiative focused on children and young people, which is being launched countywide.
Yes, indeed. There was a launch in the Anner Hotel in Thurles yesterday. It's actually, well, two launches, really. One involved Youth Work Ireland and the LGBTI report, and I'll get to that shortly. And then the report was commissioned by CIPSE. Now, CIPSE is the Children and Young People Services Committee in Tipperary, and it launched a three-year Children and Young People's Plan. So the aim of this is to improve all the agencies that work together to improving the lives of children, better cooperation between them. And if you have better cooperation between them, you can have better outcomes in terms of troubled teens or issues like bullying or stress or whatever that be. So it can really only be a good thing. Now, these CIPSEs are across the country, but this is Tipperary's rolling out its plans. Now, I spoke with Rory O'Coshlan, and he's the coordinator of Tipperary CIPSE.
The CIPSE model, as we call it for short, is one that's been rolling out across the country. What it is a multi-agency, county-level committee looking at the needs of children and young people putting together a plan then to address those particular needs. So Tipperary has just had this committee since July 2015, and in the last 3 years, we've been working hard on getting this plan together. So we finally got that to the point where we're launching it today.
And who are the stakeholders involved in this?
Oh, there's a range of stakeholders. I mean, it's almost every service provider that has any dealings with services for children. So you have the TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency. You have the Tipperary Education Training Board. You have the County Council. You have Family Support Services in the voluntary sector. You have Garda Síochána. You have Barnardo's, would be one of the big child services providers in the county as well. Did I mention the local authorities as well? So it's actually trying to encompass all service providers, and I suppose the other key member is the Corlin and Óg structure in the county. We're looking at issues across what are called the five national outcomes. So we're talking about health, education, economic opportunity, safety and security issues. So everything from, if you like, priority areas around across those particular themes. So a big one that has come to the fore is mental health, particularly for young people, and the need for a resourced, coordinated early intervention response to young people's needs in the mental health. Just to say that the actual age group we're dealing with is from 0 to 24, so it's children, young people, and young adults. And really the range of issues I won't say endless, but it's quite a lot. There would be alcohol and substance misuse, there's bullying, training and education opportunities, particularly for disadvantaged young people who might find it hard to be educated in the conventional structures that are there, mainstream structures are out there.
Okay, so where do you go from here? Like, today is the launch of this program, and how does this get rolled out?
We have subgroup structures as part of our CIPSE, each of which would be responsible for a particular theme in what's called the five national outcomes. So we have an education structure subgroup, we have a mental health and physical health substructure, we have economics opportunity structure as well. So each of those subgroups will actually be responsible for the rollout of the plans, of the actions that fall under each of those themes in the work plan.
Rory O'Coshlan, their coordinator of Tipperary CIPSE, speaking to you there. Trudy, who else did you talk to?
Well, I also spoke with Pat Slattery. He's the chairman of CIPSE, but also the director of Community and Economic Development for the County Council. The big thing that comes out of this is Jigsaw. We know all about Jigsaw and how important it is in terms of children's mental health. We don't have it here in the county, but we soon could. And that's what I spoke to Pat Slattery about.
Part of the research for CIPSE was the identification of youth mental health and the challenge around that. And we've identified that Jigsaw is very necessary as a solution within Tipperary. It's in other locations like Limerick and other counties, but we really need it in Tipperary. We have growing anxiety, depression, issues with teenagers that are not being managed and dealt with locally. And that's no reflection on the existing services, but we really feel that something like Jigsaw would be of huge assistance within Tipperary, and this committee has been working hard to try and secure that within the county.
We've spoken to people who are from Tipperary but involved in Jigsaw elsewhere, or wonderful, there's a wonderful projects going on down in Carrick and Shore, projects in Tipperary town. How difficult is it to set this up?
Well, yeah, there have been pilot projects in Roscrea, as you say, Knockinrolly and Tipperary and Carrick and Shore, but this is something that needs to be county-wide. It needs to be structured, it needs to have strong governance, it needs to be available to schools, to local communities, and it really is a service to try and nip the small things in the bud before they become serious problems. I mean, I know with CAMHS you have that's a referral service for, but at that stage we're into serious issues. So it's something. Now, we understand the government are about to announce a new round. We have written to the Director of Mental Health, Jim Ryan. We've also been talking to our local politicians and national politicians to try and put TIP atop of the list, and we have the research done through this group today to demonstrate that Tipperary has a really strong need.
But ultimately it comes down to funding, doesn't it?
It comes down to funding and political pressure, I would have thought, yeah.
Oh, it's all about funding. That was, yes, Pat Slattery speaking to you there, Trudy. Now, you mentioned that you were speaking to Lisa McGraw of Youth Work Ireland as well.
I did, because it was two launches, that three-year plan and a report on LGBTI youth in Tipperary, and I spoke to Lisa about those findings.
It's a needs analysis of young people who identify as LGBT in County Tipperary. There has been many national reports, there's been a few every so often that has been released, but this is the first one that's dealt specifically with young people in Tipperary, which is very welcome.
What were the things that really stood out?
Some place for young people to hang out. That's really important for them, that they have a place where they can go and feel safe, because a lot of these people unfortunately don't feel safe. Like, while we have progressed as a country and we're very open and diverse, we're still lacking in a lot of areas, and dealing with and helping young people and supporting them to come out is one area where we're lacking. So what they would love is a standalone LGBT service in the county where they can come.
And do you think something like that is feasible, is possible?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I know you have what belong to in Dublin, that's standalone. I know Dublin is a big place, but it's also inaccessible to a lot of young people in rural areas. Gosh, in Limerick is standalone as well, but there isn't anywhere else. There isn't. There are youth services who are doing their very best to support LGBT young people, but with the funding you're just limited as to what you can offer, so this would be amazing for those young people.
And how did you identify those that you wish to speak to in terms of commissioning this report?
We have some LGBT groups within a lot of the services in Roscrea, in Carrick and Shore, Tipperary, Clonmel and Cashel, so we just put the word out there that we were doing this research, and they were only too delighted to get involved because they wanted things to change. And also, it wasn't just young people who identify as LGBT who were involved in the group. It was always also allies, and allies are young people who believe in equality and equal rights, so they want to make sure that things change for their LGBT friends.
And I suppose you're hoping, maybe, or are you hoping you can build on this, because you mentioned there that the predominant thing they want is somewhere where they can feel safe, but I suppose you'd like, I wouldn't say education and policy to change, but it comes from the top down. So in a classroom, students are targeted for many, many reasons, and it's about how to deal with that and how to cope with that, and giving the necessary training to teachers, and I suppose getting fellow students to understand the complexities of life, yeah, if you put it any other way.
Yeah, and that is the nub of the issue. And I must say that Belong To have done an awful lot of work in that with their stand-up campaign that they put into schools in the last couple of years. But there is still a long way to go to help teachers to understand how, like, unfortunately some teachers still think, and a lot of people still think, it's a phase, they'll get over it. You know, I know it's so frustrating, but it's just all down to education and just helping teachers and anybody who works with young people realise that it isn't a phase, they do need support.
And that's Lisa McGraw there of Youth Work Ireland speaking to you yesterday, Trudy.